The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts at KCHA Charles City and Dale Wagner at the Sac Sun. Mark, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, thank you very much for your time, as always. Last week, some information out on the Tornado Act, and of course, the derecho and tornadoes earlier this month in central Iowa, and of course, last December, at least, eight tornadoes here in your neck of the woods in North Iowa. Kind of explain what you're after with that legislation.
Well, first of all, they made a big boo-boo in Winterset, and I suppose in Sheraton as well. I guess there were still more that very day. The mechanics of it, or whatever they do, was about 13 minutes late. So, for a tornado, that's an eternity. So we're setting up a special office to make sure that the equipment is up to date and get the job done, and then to assess the functioning of it so it can accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. And it puts some requirements on NOAA to make sure that happened. Dale at Sac Sun.
Yes, sir. The bird flu is hitting pretty hard in this area of the state of Iowa. What's the response from the federal government going to do for our local people?
Well, where the federal programs kick in is a reward, or whatever loss there is. There's a certain amount of federal dollars that goes for each one of those birds that's lost, and that's what's going to help the economic part of this, which is very traumatic for the farmers. From the standpoint of the federal government, it's to be supportive of the state of Iowa Department of Agriculture. And now, when this first hit in Storm Lake or up in that area, I was on the phone listening to Nag's news conference that he had on this point, and it seems to me that they were doing everything that they learned from the mistakes of 2015, and they're not repeating those mistakes. And the only question I ask was about the biosecurity programs, and those are all learned from the lack of biosecurity in regard to what happened in 2015. In other words, lessons learned will be carrying out in what's happening on this year. And then that biosecurity is based upon the fact that you draw a circle around where the incident happened, another little bigger circle, and I don't know how many miles this goes out, but then there's additional security in that area, and then one third circle where there would be a necessity for caution, but not as serious as in the first two. Then the last thing to add is that in 2015, they had a terrible problem moving ahead with the euthanasia of the birds, and how to do it, and whether or not it was done in a humane way. You don't have any of those problems now. So they were able to do it and get them disposed of in the same building and keep the compost pile in the same building. And then when it's fully composted, it's safe to spread it out on the soil. Let's go to Mark.
All right. Thank you, Senator. A hot topic here in North Central Iowa, carbon capture pipelines, two projects that want to go through Floyd County, one which would also go through your backyard of Butler County, and three projects in all in the state. A lot of talk about eminent domain. With these pipelines coming so fast and furious, does there need to be any kind of government regulation from the federal level? And your thoughts on the use of eminent domain for commercial projects?
Well, first of all, this is an entirely state issue, most often handled just by the Iowa Utility Board. But it's my understanding that the state legislature is beginning to step into that process and delay it for quite a few months to make sure that eminent domain isn't hanging over the heads of the farmers as a tool to use to force agreement, in other words, let's say, quote-unquote, voluntary agreement. And it's all being handled state level. And then the last thing, to answer your question, there's nothing at the federal level that we need to do, because this is never on transmission lines and on pipelines and I don't know how many other things. These are all done in 50 different states, 50 different ways, and you'll have to see exactly what the Iowa law says about it. But I guess the bottom line is, and we're just going to have to see what the state legislature does to see where this ends up for this year. Now I'm ready for Dale.
Yes, sir. Last week you wrapped up the hearings on the Supreme Court nominee. This week you're going to sit through some committee meetings and such. How soon do you anticipate that it'll come before a vote, and what are your thoughts on this candidate?
Yeah. I think I can give you two specific dates, but beyond that I can't be so certain, but I'll give you my guess. Today, in within a half hour, we're going to meet, and I think it'll be a pretty short meeting. The rules of the Senate allow any one member to hold over any nominee or any bill for exactly 1 week. So this nomination and several other judges' nominations will be held over. And then a week from now, in other words, next Monday morning, we'll start debate on it in committee and probably vote on it on that Monday. And then it'll go to the floor. And I assume this is where I'm guessing. I'm guessing that it's going to be done by Thursday evening or a little bit before. And then what we did last week was to ask the tough and thorough questions that we asked. It was a review that we went through on her record, and you can understand that it was pretty calm and calm atmosphere compared to the way the Democrats treated Barrett and Kavanaugh. And I chaired the Kavanaugh hearings, and I don't think I need to go into how controversial they were. But the Democrats were very domesticated on this particular issue this time. Mark?
All right, Senator, concerns for Iowa farmers with rising fertilizer costs, and of course fuel costs have been on the increase as well. Anything that you feel that can be done to help alleviate some of those costs or concerns as we get closer to the spring planting season?
I can tell you what we as individual senators are doing. I don't expect the institution of Congress to get involved in it, and I'm not sure exactly what they could do, because when it comes to profitability in farming, the farm program takes care of low prices there and increased costs. So let's look at number one, the extent to which there might be collusion among various companies. We've written to the antitrust division of the Justice Department to look into that. And then where there are duties and imports, tariffs, I guess is a better word, on fertilizers coming into the country, we've contacted the president, the International Trade Commission, the Commerce Department, and the Special Trade Representative's Office to get rid of those tariffs, because we shouldn't put tariffs on when it's this way. Dale, and you'll be the last question.
Okay. The candidate field is now set for the primary elections, and you do have a primary challenge this time around. How do you approach such a situation?
Oh, I'll be glad to tell you that. It's not different than any other campaign I've had, even though this is the first primary since 1980 that I've had. But whether it's a primary or whether it's a general election, my approach to campaigning is to do the best job possible as a United States senator, concentrate on my job and leave the campaign up to my campaign committee. You know, like I'm doing my 99 counties. I was in three on Friday, so I'm up to 30. And I get to the office at 6 a.m. in the morning, so I've got a couple hours free to get ready for a very busy day once my staff gets here at 9 in the morning. And then don't forget, they don't work 9 to 3. They work 9 to 6. And then I go to bed at 9, get up at 4 in the morning, and do my 2 miles. So I'm in good fit to be. And then don't forget, until I had COVID, November of 2020, I cast 8,927 votes without missing a vote. That's 27 years without missing a vote. So my whole record has been to work hard when I'm in Washington and when we aren't in session. Like, I had 5 meetings on Friday, working hard when I'm in Iowa. So if I just do my job, I shouldn't have to worry about election, but I'm not doing anything different with a primary than I would for a general election. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mark and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.